Right now, we're joined by the director of the Michigan State Police, Colonel Christy Etu. Colonel Etu, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about the major challenges to public safety in the state right now. What do you think are those challenges?
Well, I think if we look out at the state of Michigan currently, we're going to have to address the most violent crime in the state. Right now, out of the top 100 most violent cities in the nation, Michigan has 8 of those cities, and 4 that are in the very top 10, actually.
So Saginaw, Pontiac, Detroit, and Flint are those 4 cities, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
What do you see as the major causes to this rise in violence in those cities?
Well, I think you can look at various factors. Number one, the obvious lack of good jobs in the state has an impact. But also, if you look at just the law enforcement, we're down a considerable amount of police officers in the state. And in fact, if you look back to 2001 to the current year, 2012, the state of Michigan has lost nearly 3,400 police officers. So I'm sure that has some impact on the crime in our various cities.
One of the things you've been an advocate for is hiring returning veterans to join the state police force. How do you think this could aid your effort to improve public safety in Michigan?
Well, we have returning to the state of Michigan over 3,000 servicemen and women. And quite frankly, they transition very well into the ranks of law enforcement. They have that military demeanor, and we're a paramilitary organization as well. So their structure, their training does coincide very nicely with public safety. And also, we'd like to, when they return to the state of Michigan, we'd like to give them a job that's a job that's rewarding, and they'd fit really well with our department.
Is it enough to simply increase the number of police officers in the state, or does something else need to be done as well?
No, it's not just a law enforcement problem. I think it's important that we do pay a great deal of attention to the prevention efforts, because we can never build enough prisons and have enough jails and have enough police officers unless we start really addressing what is the root cause of crime in our communities. So I believe that you will see a true focus on the prevention piece of this as well. And there is kind of an old saying that everyone should be a crime fighter to some degree. And as we try to get the communities to really engage and see where they play a key role as well.
As the director of the Michigan State Police Department, how do you view the role of your organization in decreasing crime rates in the state?
Well, I think we're a key player in this equation, because the beauty of a state police is we have no boundaries to our police agency. We can travel anywhere in the state of Michigan, and we've just adopted a regional policing plan, which we went from 62 post facilities down to 29. But our troopers have all the technology built right within their patrol unit. So the beauty of a Michigan State Police is that we can assist our local partners, being very mobile, moving in and out of counties, and also the intelligence that's being gathered through data and things of that nature, we can actually respond to that and mobilize very quickly.
Governor Snyder will be unveiling his public safety plan tomorrow. What do you hope to hear from him?
I'm very pleased to see that he's going to make a commitment to the state police, and it appears that I will be able to run a couple of recruit schools, which that's music to my ears, and we can also then work with our local partners and augment the number of officers that are in our communities. Because, for example, in Flint, we've been putting additional troopers in Flint since June. We've really put quite a few numbers of state troopers back up into that area. So that's going to be something that I'm pleased to hear. But also, I think you will see a governor that comes out looking at the system as a whole and really showing how we have to work together to address this problem.
Colonel Christy Etu is the director of the Michigan State Police. Colonel, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jen.